Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, besties, and welcome back to episode 35 of How You At You. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And Shay from the K-Way. And on this podcast, we love talking to you guys, hanging out, and going through the hottest K-news, your unpopular opinions, stories, dilemmas, and now we even play games sometimes.
Yeah, so if you want to join the conversation, then use the hashtag How You At You, or you can at us on social media at How You At You. So let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Yes, so our very first segment, per usual, is Hot Topics. So this is where Shanice is going to give us a rundown of the hottest K news, anything interesting or even scandalous that's happened over the last week or so. So Shanice, what's the tea?
First and foremost, I just want to say we're back. You better recognize. I'm joking. But yeah, just so you know, I'm on a little mini hiatus from K-pop books at the moment, so I might be back next week, I might not, I haven't decided yet, so
mysterious,
keep a lookout. I do give updates, so you're not left in the dark, but yeah, you can check out all the other stuff that I have on K-pop Box. That's at K-pop Box _ on Instagram. But anyway, I have some stories for you. So first story is about A-Pink's Naeun that has joined YG Entertainment. So Play M Entertainment announced last week that Naeun had left the agency, but the five other members of A-Pink have renewed their contracts with Play M Entertainment. On the 3rd of May, YG Entertainment announced that Naeun will be joining the agency and that she will be making a new start as an actress, and they will provide full support. She has appeared in dramas prior to that, so she's been in Childless Comfort, Second 20s, Cinderella and the Four Nights, and Dinnermate. And this year she will be acting in an upcoming drama with the this is the literal title, Disqualified as a Human.
What
a title.
Oh my gosh.
Can you imagine, that's like the new way to say that someone's passed? Like, oh, what happened to your aunt? Oh, she was disqualified as a human.
Like, what? Why does that feel like something I would say? Like, I don't know. I feel like for like yourself and anyone that knows me, I talk really weird sometimes. So I feel like that's something I would say. Okay, maybe it'll make sense when we watch it.
I really hope that stays a title, because
honestly,
I feel like that's the best title ever. But yeah, good luck to her and all the other A-Pink members, and hopefully they flourish in their separate avenues. Maybe one day they might have a reunion, I don't know, but you know, early days. Anyway, moving on to more signing news. GOT7's Mark has just signed with American Talent and Sports Agency, Creative Artists Agency, or also known as CAA. So CAA is considered one of the best and most influential companies in the talent agency business. And they manage a variety of artists such as NCT 127, Super M, and also Western musicians like Beyoncé, Lady Gaga, and Harry Styles. So come on.
He's in good hands. Okay.
He's in good hands. It is also reported that Mark is currently working on his solo album and is planning to release the first single soon, but obviously no dates have been given as of yet. He was the first member of the group to release music after leaving JYP Entertainment with his debut track One in a Million in February. And as you know, Mark is currently based in America, and he is working on his YouTube channel and his own studio, Mark Twan Studio. So yeah, congratulations, Mark.
That's really good news.
Yeah. I'm intrigued what his sound's going to be like.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to be interesting. I don't know, some reason in my head, I was just like, yeah, Mark's just gaming. He's just going to be a gamer. And then I realized, no, he's going to be putting stuff out too.
Yeah. Same. I thought the same, actually. And last but not least, talking about JYP. This one kind of made me laugh. I don't know if that makes me evil, but we'll see. some Korean fans want Park Jin-young, a.k.a. JYP, to stop writing and producing songs for girl groups. So this follows after ITZY's newest song called In the Morning, and the song has got divided opinions. Korean ITZY fans have begun to flock JYP's Instagram with their disappointment. Most of the comments requesting him that he stops participating in creating girl group songs. However, these comments cannot be found on his Instagram account, but some can be found on different online forums and communities in South Korea. So this does come as a surprise to a few people due to, you know, his previous track record. So, you know, he's the mastermind between, he's the mastermind, he is the mastermind behind hit songs such as Bad Girl, Good Girl by Miss A, 24 Hours by Sunmi, Very, Very, Very by IOI, More and More by Twice, and there's more and more and more. He's dipped his toes in choreographing as well. He's the reason why most of his groups are successful. Like, if we're going to keep it 100, the requests he is currently receiving for his participation in ITZY's newest album, as it's maybe the first time that he has received like a like on a grand scale of him saying, can you stop producing girl group songs in his 28-year career. So Korean fans were less impressed with ITZY's comeback song. International fans have been expressing their love for the funky beat.
It was definitely interesting.
ITZY has also been trending worldwide on Twitter as well. So some of the comments that I saw were basically the lyrics are kind of lazy. Someone said, oh, please stop writing lyrics for girl groups. Starting from last year, just using sounds. You're ruining ITZY's amazing future. Please stop writing ITZY songs. They're really bad. Ooh, the lyrics.
They're really not feeling it.
The lyrics starting from last album have no words. So they're referring to like Not Shy, the and obviously like
I shouldn't be laughing,
but you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. And then obviously in this song they had a lot, I can't remember off the top of my head now. I only listened to the song once, I'm not gonna lie. But yeah, I feel like not even just Korean fans but all fans, they're a bit divided. There are some people that like the song and then there's others that are like, oh, this ain't it.
You know what, I kind of like yourself, I haven't even fully listened to the song, but I might just go ahead and say I've heard it once. Is it my kind of music? Not necessarily, but it could also be one of those songs that grow on you.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot as well, because I feel like they got a lot of, not a lot of backlash, but I heard like the same murmurs about Not Shy.
Yeah.
And now everyone's singing Not Shy, not me, it's it. So it could be a grower. And
K-pop's always been very experimental. Like, they're always doing something different. And doesn't mean that it's going to be great or everyone's going to end up loving it. But I feel as though not everything might be for you, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, I don't know if it's just about this one particular song or if it's like other songs in the album. I guess if most of the songs in the album sound samey in terms of,
okay,
like the la la la's and the ga-ta-ta-tas and whatever, skippity-doop-dee or whatever, I don't know, random noises, then maybe that's, I don't know because I haven't listened. But
yeah, but that could be bugging fans.
That could be bugging fans because I feel like if it's just so, and I guess it's annoying as well, even if you haven't listened to the album yet and you have Not Shy, and they have like skippity-bitty, whatever noises they're making. And then they're making noises in this one. It's like, can this not be a thing?
Yeah, it can be a lot.
Can this comeback be a bit different? Can it have actual words? Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So it could be from that angle. I have no idea. Again, I've only listened to this song once. I haven't listened to their album. And I don't think it's like a bad song. I feel like it's one of those songs that will probably grow on people. But I also get that it could get a bit repetitive in terms of if you're just filling up space with sounds.
Yeah.
But then I feel like Blackpink gets the same critique in terms of they love their empty choruses. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know. We'll see. But
yeah, I think it's something that we're probably seeing more and more. And sorry if I'm wrong, like music isn't my thing. Like I'm not a producer or anything. But I feel like I've heard similar comments about Stray Kids and stuff. So is it like a trend that's sort of happening, or I don't know.
I don't know if you saw, there was a show that GOT7JB was on, whether following him in his daily life. I don't know. I can't remember exactly. I just saw like clips and I watched the whole show. But it's a clip where JB had all these songs and JYP kept like projecting it. So maybe it could be the case of JYP in terms of producing what's full control, and maybe if he opens up a bit and lets other writers in,
yeah,
like collaborate more, it may progress his pen or push his pen, and the sounds will be different. It won't be like so tired to some people, I guess.
I think that would make a lot of sense. So I think also with music being technically an art form, I think the more perspectives that you have, especially if it's coming from one of the artists that are like part of the group or whatever, they're gonna connect with whatever they're maybe bringing to the table. Doesn't mean that they know more than someone that's been in the game for 20 years, but I think sort of being open to it, like you said.
Yeah. So yeah, hopefully people have stopped bullying Jin on his Instagram.
Leave Uncle alone.
But maybe, you know, after this, it might open his eyes to maybe collabing and make it. He doesn't always have to be the title track. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But
hey, we'll see. Anyway, that's the end of Hot Topics. Hot Topics. If you want us to talk about any particular story, you want to comment on a story mentioned, or whatever, you can hit us up on socials at How You At You, or you can use the hashtag. Wow, what am I talking about? Yeah, there we go. Alright, moving on to the next segment called Say What, where you send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, hot tea, stories, and now games. All of that, you can send it to us via email at howut@gmail.com. That's howut@gmail.com. Or you can hit us up on socials, DM us at howyouatyou. So Shay, take it away.
Okay, so our very first unpopular opinion, very similar to what we were just discussing, actually, so we probably won't spend too much time on it. But this person said, people always drag Blackpink for recycling, but when Stray Kids does it, nobody says anything.
Okay, I'm gonna be honest, I don't really listen to Stray Kids like that. So, I don't know what kind of things they air quote recycle. Do you, Shay?
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure, because like yourself, I don't listen to albums in general, so it isn't just these guys, these specific groups. But this person means like they're giving similar sounds, or they feel as though a lot of songs sound quite similar to previous songs.
I guess I only could talk from their title tracks, so yeah. I could be uneducated. Maybe it's because it's like similar vibe in terms of... Okay, when I say this, I don't mean this in any disrespect. When I think of Stray Kids, I think of noise music. Like heavy noise.
Like low-key EDM, kind of.
No, not even EDM. It's just noise. They do it. Monster X do it sometimes. NCT definitely does it sometimes. Who else? Okay. I feel like 80s can slightly fall in that category sometimes. Not like throughout the song, but they'll have a section of the song that sounds like noise. So that's what I mean when I say noise music.
Okay, yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, maybe it's that. I don't know. But it's true. If that's the... I do feel like Blackpink do get dragged more, but it could be because they're bigger on an international scale. I don't know.
Yeah, and I think also, once again, we can't go in depth on this because we don't fully know, because we don't listen to everything. But Stray Kids, to me, they can, not saying that they're not capable of doing different stuff, but they're quite niche. mm-hmm. in terms of I expect a certain type of music from them, and I'm not yeah. disappointed if they don't come out with a ballad next week. Mm. Whereas I feel as though even Blackpink, even though Blackpink debuted with like this kind of Sen Uni vibe, more diversity is sort of expected from them.
Mm.
If that makes sense. So maybe that's why more people drag it. And like you said, they probably have a bigger audience as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's that, I guess. Our next unpopular opinion is, I can't wait for BTS to take a break for their military service. Like, don't get me wrong, I love them, but I find certain armies really overwhelming and overbearing.
For that, I will say you have to put these certain people on mute or block them. Yeah. Because I feel like BTS could go to the moon for 5 years.
Honest.
And they're still going to find something. They're still going to talk about something. It's going to be retweeted on your timeline or wherever you social media. So, yeah, I think the only thing I could say is put yourself on mute. I don't think it's going to get any quieter when they're in the military, because it's not like they have comeback after comeback after comeback and they're always in the place. Because they're really not. They might have the odd brand deal here and there, calm, but so does every other group. I just feel like for those particular armies that you find find overwhelming and overbearing, you might have to give them a little mute or block them or whatever for your own sanity.
Yeah, and like in army's defense, and once again, it isn't all of them, but even though they're quite big, and I get how you feel about some of them, if you're not really on like army timelines or army fan pages or like BTS, like if your timeline isn't like crazy BTS, you're probably not really gonna see them, to be honest.
That's not true, you know.
Really?
I guess Instagram yes, Twitter no.
Okay, maybe not Twitter. Yeah, I meant more so like Instagram, TikTok.
Yeah, that's fine, but on maybe Twitter, but Twitter no, because you could follow you could follow a certain person.
Uh-huh.
And they're not necessarily crazy, but it's a bit much for you.
Okay.
And then they retweet stuff that end up on your timeline. You're like, I don't want to see this. I don't mind the person, but it's the person you've retweeted on my timeline.
Okay.
Or like what Twitter does sometimes is if there's like viral tweets or viral things, hashtags that are becoming viral and they feel like it's in your niche, sometimes those particular things and certain things that you don't even follow pop up on your timeline as well. You can go into settings and, you know, turn that off. But sometimes I like it. But yeah, sometimes it can trickle through that way as well.
Yeah, now that I think about it, I lie actually, because I, at least in the context of TikTok, because I saw this one guy's TikTok the other day and he was like, guys, I liked one K-pop TikTok and now I can't get off. I keep seeing Jungkook fan edits. So yeah, I don't know, just get comfortable, I guess. I don't know, I'm sorry. Yeah, all right, next unpopular opinion is, K-pop fans are hella anti-black, and it's not really an unpopular opinion, but most get mad when you say it. And then someone else said in response to this comment, this is true, the amount of racism towards black people in the K-pop community is disgusting. Thoughts and feelings. Mm-hmm.
Facts, no printer. Ayo, I just want you to know. I'm not gonna do it.
That's where my brain went.
I'm not gonna do it. But yeah, it's true.
Yeah. I feel like it's like at where the world is now, like it's a bit sad and silly to have to still talk about this, especially like once again, not to be the person that pulls it out, but K-pop was so heavily based on like Western music that was pioneered by black people.
Say it.
And how is there still an issue? Like,
Shay, it's not even just a K-pop thing, yeah? And I'm sorry to get all, like, political. No, I'm not sorry. Don't be sorry, girl.
Speak your truth.
People of every kind, they love black culture. It's lit.
Yeah.
It's lit. But they just don't like the people that make it.
Mm-hmm. She, yeah, yes.
Who makes Twitter yes. pop in? I'm sorry.
So, oh my gosh, this might be a conversation that we just need to do, like, a sort of, not non-K-pop episode, we'll still tap into, like, K-pop stuff, but I feel as though this is a conversation that we could have for longer on a bigger scale, because like you're saying, like, Twitter, yes, but even somewhere where it's more apparent, at least in my opinion, because I spend more time on it,
TikTok.
Is TikTok. Like, no hate, I'm not saying that, hey, why aren't black people on the top of this app or, like, rated at the top? But when these dance trends are created by black creators and they don't get credited, and then you mm-hmm. have all of these non-black people dancing to these songs that repeatedly say the N-word and they're trending at the top of sounds, like, something just doesn't sit right with me about that. It just mm-hmm. doesn't.
But it is what it is.
Yeah, we don't work here. Lord. Yeah, I guess we agree with that, and hopefully we'll come back to this and have a more in-depth conversation at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but thank you, girls, boys, I don't know, people who wrote that. Our next unpopular opinion is, if you only listen to one K-pop group, you're not a K-pop stan.
Yes or no?
Yeah, because I guess technically you'd belong to the fandom, but...
Yeah. I guess if you only like Stray Kids, then you're a Stray Kids fan, I guess.
Yeah.
But I guess you still fall under the big category of K-pop.
Yeah.
K-pop. You may not stan, but you're sort of fan.
Yeah.
It's just more niched, a niched fan.
And once again, just to remind you guys that being a K-pop fan is not a job. It's not a profession, so there aren't, like, technical terms that you have to fall under. Like, I get yeah. if someone's being outright wrong or a bit crazy or whatever, but, like, I don't think you have to be like, no, you can't say you're a K-pop stan, you're just a BTS fan or whatever. Like,
I mean, if you identify with that, then you have every right to call yourself that. But if you don't, yeah. then you still have every right not to identify yourself with that, because, you know, you could say, oh, I love her, for example.
Yeah.
Right? But you may not listen to any of our R&B artists, so would you call yourself an R&B fan? You may love Cardi B, but you don't listen to any of her rappers, so can you say you love rap?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess, like, technically it would be right. Maybe I was thinking of, like, an extreme situation where you're like to someone, oh yeah, like, I like K-pop too, I'm a K-pop stan, and they're like, who'd you listen to? And you're like, well, just, like... Stray Kids at the moment, and then like, no, you're not a K-pop stan, like, I don't, like, in that context, I don't think it's that deep.
Yeah,
I get you.
But, as I said, I just feel like it's whatever you identify with. If you only like one group, but and you call yourself a K-pop fan, you're not wrong.
Yeah. Once again, it's not a job, okay? yes, those are all of our unpopular opinions for today. Thank you to everyone that have been commenting and sending these in. We love sort of delving into these conversations. If there are any topics that you guys actually want to speak about in person, we're super open to having people come on to shed light on certain topics. So do make sure to reach out.
We're open to... Let's start with voice notes, okay?
Yes, start with voice notes.
We can get more people on later on.
Yeah.
But we're still not against it, though, you know.
So that's all our unpopular opinions for today. Now it's time. We don't have a dilemma or anything today. Sorry, come back next week. Out of stock. But now we're going on to On the Radar. So this is where me and Shanice are going to let you know what's been on our radar. So this could be anything we're listening to, watching. Shanice, anything on your radar?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Moving on. on my radar... Nothing in particular. I watched some YouTube video earlier of this guy who's an actor, and I think he wants to open like a bar or something in Itaewon, so he's getting language lessons from this American girl. I don't know, it was just a really funny video, because she was like, okay, English speaking time, only speak in English now, and then he would like say an English word, then like say the rest of the sentence in Korean. So mood.
Actually, I do have something called my radar.
Okay.
I want to say shout out, because she's such a legend. So I don't want to butcher her name, but like is it Yeon Ye-jung? Ye-jung, okay. That became the first Korean actress ever.
Yeah.
Period. To win an acting award at the Oscars. But what cracked me up is, I'm sorry, what is it with Western people? Okay, like, asking, like, other people from different countries stupid-ass questions, yeah? Because they kept, interviewers in America kept asking her, oh, what's Brad Pitt like? What does he spell like?
What?
Like, and what cracked me up and what was on my radar, actually, was when she got back to did she leave Korea? Was she in America? She must, yeah, she was in America. Okay, okay. Sorry. My brain's like, travel. So when she had a press conference with Korean press, her face was just like, oh, these people kept asking me about what Brad Pitt smelled like. It was just her whole attitude, her whole mood was such a mood. Oh, I stan 100%.
I haven't actually seen any interviews of hers because she's the actress from Minari, I believe.
Yes.
The Korean movie. I got to watch it a little while back, and I loved her in the movie. So if you're telling me her actual personality...
She is such a mood. Like, especially, like, when she's in front of, like, the Korean press, because everyone's, like, laughing. Like, yeah, they kept asking me about Brad Pitt. Why are they asking me that for? And and she was, like, when she won, and she... Because basically, she was talking... Like, obviously, Brad Pitt was congratulating her. And uh-huh. All the interviews were like, oh, what did he say? What did he say to you?
Mm-hmm.
And then she was like, well... I said next time he should up my salary or something like that. I was just like,
oh my God.
But she is such a mood. So yeah, I guess that's what's been on my radar.
Oh my God.
But yeah, that's it. Boop, 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 boop. Thank you so much for listening to How You At You. I don't know what this accent is. If you want to subscribe, follow, all that good stuff, make sure you do that. It helps us out. And yeah, I've been Shanice from K-Pop Box. You can follow me on Instagram at kpopbox_.
And I've been Shay from The K-Way. You can follow me on Instagram at TheKway_100. And just another extra plug, remember that you guys can send us any of your unpopular opinions, stories, dilemmas, requests, or games to hallyut@gmail.com or just drop us a DM on socials.
That's right. And until next time, we will...
holla at you. Bye.
Bye.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.